Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:06. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Call now, 800-400-3697. This is a special red carpet giveaway for our sold-out Alice in Winterland tickets. We're doing the tickets all day, 9, noon, and 5. You can have a chance to win your way into our sold-out Alice in Winterland, starring Maren Morris and John Mayer. It's going to be a big night. It's December 12th at the Masonic.
Red carpet, though.
Yeah, you get to meet Maren Morris.
Oh.
Yeah, we're doing a meet and greet and tickets. So you get call 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Reserve seats at our sold-out Alice in Winterland concert, courtesy of our friends from the Bay Club, and a special meet and greet with Maren Morris at the show, which is very exclusive. You're a VIP that night. And I think we're doing this again tomorrow and Friday. So all week we've got chances for you to win your way into this special, exclusive meet and greet.
Are you going to try to meet John Mayer while you're there?
Am I? No.
No? I'm hoping he hits on you.
John Mayer?
Yeah.
I'm 100 years old, Vinny. He's not going to hit on me.
I'm just hoping, okay?
Oh, really? Okay. Another notch for our morning show belts.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make that happen.
Well, what's funny is the place that they usually let us hang out backstage is in that same corridor with all the other dressing rooms. So we usually always run into and see the artists, and which is kind of neat. So I don't know. Maybe we will run into him. But no, I'm not going to search him out. Although at that client party, usually they bring up an artist or two to take pictures with clients. Yeah. So we'll probably wind up meeting him. Maren, though, she's the one I want to meet. It's exciting.
Big night coming up for Alice.
Big night. And you can be part of it by being calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euromoney. Learning a lot today. So we are going to start with the Matt Lauer story. In case you haven't heard, this morning, Savannah Guthrie took to the air on the Today Show, and she was co-hosted with Hoda Kotb, and the two of them appeared shaken. They'd been told just before they went on the air that Matt Lauer was not only not on the show that day, but was no longer on the Today Show. He's been let go. NBC News Chairman Andy Lack had given them a statement. It says in it, and she read it in a shaky voice, "We received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we've decided to terminate his employment." This was, according to this statement from Andy Lack, this was the first complaint reported to NBC about Matt Lauer, but that they, quote, "were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident." So the speculation has begun. We talked about Ann Curry. This looks like, Uzi, is this out of People? This is by Daniel Daddario.
Who?
Daniel Daddario. I think this is out of People magazine. I'm not positive, though. I don't see the source.
I don't think
this.
It is People.
Well, anyway, this guy is reporting that they're talking about the abrupt nature of Ann Curry's departure from the show. So I think it was 06.
That is Time Magazine.
Time Magazine. Okay. So Daniel Daddario, who's writing for Time Magazine, for more than 20 years, Lauer has been on the show. And they're saying that after Katie Couric left, Ann Curry was the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying he was reported to have been a major factor. It was obvious to the show's executive producer and others, Lauer wasn't trying hard enough to make it work with Curry because he simply didn't like her. Off air, Curry and Lauer had no relationship and barely spoke. And I guess when he renegotiated, he basically said, if I stay, she's gone. She openly wept and grimly turned away from him. when during that final show.
Someone sent a picture of Ann Curry's Twitter page, and she simply wrote on October 19th, hashtag me too. Mm-hmm. That's...
just put it on there.
She didn't say anything about Lauer or, you know, anything, but she's clearly, or he's clearly her nemesis, right?
It would appear so. So, Katie Couric in 2012 was on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. She said the most annoying thing about Matt Lauer was that he constantly pinched her on the ass. Just nobody made any comment about that until today.
Someone wrote in and said, why didn't she tell him to stop?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes jokes get out of hand in workplaces, and sometimes you maybe feel like you, for some reason or other, you can't do it. You're the a-hole if you do.
Mm. 707 texted in, I have to say I would be completely shocked if not every single man in almost every single business hasn't in some way harassed a woman, whether by in the workplace or outside of the workplace. That's 707. I don't doubt that every man in the workplace is taking stock, myself included.
Absolutely. I think even women, anybody in a position of power has to wonder, did I do something that from my angle seemed okay and from someone else's seemed not okay?
If you're not taking stock, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd have to be thinking, okay, but that we're friends, right? But wait, is that okay? I don't know. What?
SNL did a piece, not last weekend, but the weekend before, where they had some new drug to help people who've sexually behaved poorly to help them get to sleep, like a whole how do you sleep at night thing. Well, I take this drug because I...
Oh.
And there are all these guys asking, well, this one time, I mean, I didn't touch her or anything, but I... was you know, getting myself in my office. And yes, you. This is for you. Yes, yes, you can take this. Just every, you know, dude sitting at Thanksgiving dinner, like, you know, wondering in their heads if they too can benefit from this drug. So it's you know, it's just become pervasive, and Matt Lauer is the latest, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more. This is a big one. And, you know, there wasn't even any smoke before this fire started. At least not that was on my radar. I'm sure there are plenty.
I hadn't heard any. Yeah, but no. Yuzette said she knew or had heard of Lauer's behavior before.
During the break, I was in looking at a trailer with Hooman. Hooman is such a freak for these Marvel Comics Avengers movies.
Well, he is
movies.
The movie guy, too. I mean, you got to give him... Oh, he's the movie guy.
And he even said, he was so funny, like he watches it and he's so satisfied by it, he loves it. And he afterwards, he just sits back and he goes, oh, movies.
Which it's one, like, though, is he watching that, or did you guys watch that?
Avengers Infinity War, which is getting all the superheroes back together. But the thing about it, and I don't know if you can really spoil a trailer, but a cast of characters from another... fabulous series of superhero movies. It makes an appearance in this, and Thor is basically saying, who the hell are you guys?
Who are they?
They're people from another series of movies. Why don't we post why don't we go ahead and post the trailer up? I don't want to spoil it. It was actually a fun reveal in the trailer.
And they're going to be in the movie? Or?
Apparently so.
They
got to get a lot of people together to defeat Thane. I can't remember who he said was the bad guy. Thayer?
So this is, the Avengers are...
Iron Man, the Black Widow, the Hulk.
Isn't it weird?
The Flash is the new guy.
That the Avengers is better received than the other group. What's the other group?
The Justice League.
The Justice League was poorly received and has the better superheroes.
It has, I agree it has the better. The problem is it doesn't seem to have a better plot. Like the Avengers movies are actually, you know, you can follow them. Yeah, they're sort of the big action thing, but... at least they've got something going for them.
All right.
They say that this Justice League was just a mess. Mm. Oh, Hooman.
He said, hold on. He wants to say something.
Hooman, your thoughts on all of this?
Oh, I'm...
We're talking about the Avengers trailer.
I'm getting the winner. Sorry. I have no idea what
you guys are talking about. We were talking about the Avengers trailer. You and Sarah just watched.
I loved it. I love the trailer. I'm super excited. Marvel does such a great job.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
As the premier movie reviewer in the Bay Area,
thank you very much.
Why exactly is it that the Avengers are better received than the Justice League?
Oh, my
when
God.
The, hold on to yeah. finish. When the Justice League actually has the better superheroes.
That statement is super debatable.
You don't think Batman and Superman are the biggest superheroes in the world?
I do think they're the biggest superheroes in the world, but when you say the better superheroes in 2017 are different than the better superheroes in 1980. In 2017, what matters is how relatable and how much you can identify with them.
And how good the movie actually is.
In 1980, all that mattered is these guys are indestructible. They have no problems. They don't ever have any, like, you didn't care about it being relatable at all. So, that's one. The reason why the Avengers have better films is they did it right. They started off with Iron Man. They built his story.
All those movies were excellent. They didn't feel like movies that were being throwaway. So sorry.
And then they brought in the rest of the team, and they established him as the leader. With Superman, I don't know what they're doing at all. When Christopher Nolan dropped off a Batman, that was terrible. I mean, it's just one bad. And you know what? I know you guys love Ben Affleck, but
we're kidding about that.
I don't think he's the best choice for Batman.
I think he's the best Batman.
The best Batman by far. Anyway, all right. Well, that's
really
a good answer.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, so that trailer has a special surprise appearance from a whole nother cast of characters that you know and love, and we're putting that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yes, and Vinny Facebook page.
You can check it out. Do you know the name Davy Chase? Possibly. It's spelled D-A-V-E-I-G-H. Davy? I'm saying Davy Chase. Do you know that name?
I don't.
Well, she's the little girl from The Ring.
Oh, the one. It's a girl. I'm thinking Davy Havoc.
No.
Okay. No.
So she's the girl who climbs out of the TV.
I love that movie.
I know.
It scared living you know what out of me. And I swear to you, my daughter is 4 and will stand in the doorway bathed by the backlight of the, what do they call those things? Those little night lights?
Yeah.
With her hair hanging down in a shadow, and I'm like, oh! Okay, it's just my kid. But it's from that hair hanging down thing, that and the shadow, so creepy.
I know, I love The Ring. Yeah. So I did not know the name of the little girl who was in that, but her name was Davy Chase
Davy Chase.
Along those lines. Did your daughter ever see Lilo and Stitch?
We have seen that, yeah.
Davy Chase is also the voice of Lilo, apparently. She is currently in jail on $25,000 bail.
Get the heck out.
Yeah, she was busted for joyriding in a car that was reported stolen. She wasn't driving it. She was just riding in it.
With her friends.
With a friend. They pulled over a BMW last night around 10 o'clock. They quickly ran the plates and found out this is a stolen vehicle. Law enforcement say even though Davy Chase, the chick from The Ring and the voice of Lilo, was not driving, she was booked for driving in a car without the owner's consent, which is a felony. The driver, of course, was booked for the same thing. It's unclear who stole the car, but the cops are investigating. In the meantime, she is, I don't know if she's already had a hearing this morning and she's out, but she's in jail. And
you got a picture of her?
I do.
Let me see her.
Here's what she... It looks like she's mid talking.
Oh, well, she is grown up now, isn't she?
She's all grown up.
And she doesn't look anything like
the
creepy girl.
No, she does. Not scary at all. She's an attractive lady.
All right.
So there you go.
Could you
have picked her out of a lineup?
No. Could you, do you think, ever, for under any circumstance, have been busted under, what did they bust her for?
Driving in a stolen car. Or being a passenger in a stolen car.
Could you have ever been in trouble for that, do you think? Your youth?
No. Oh, God, no.
Really?
I didn't know anyone who stole a car.
All right.
What about you?
Absolutely. But it was because of taking the parents' car.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, I could have been then.
Yeah. I mean,
I definitely. I was like, oh, that too.
I think I stole my mom's car a few times.
Oh, I stole my dad's car and then was caught by the Carol Delson. Sees me like. Trying to get the thing. It was a stick shift. I'm trying to get it back into the garage, and I'm lurching.
Oh, God.
I'm lucky I didn't trash the house in the process.
Can I ask you a question about all the shenanigans you were up to as a kid?
Yeah.
Did the fear of your dad ever stop you from doing anything?
A lot of times.
It did.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it ever stopped you from doing anything.
all the things he would have done.
What did, like, give us four examples of when it stopped
like,
you.
Like, when you used your better judgment.
I don't believe that at
I did
all.
Go pretty hard, but the, and then my dad did let me have it. Believe me, none of the stuff I did was, met with a smile is the best way I can put that. But I do feel like a lot of kids end up taking their, that's almost like, maybe that was that our generation.
I don't know.
What do you mean? I was scared to do anything.
Well,
I didn't do anything.
Well, your mom bought you a Fiero.
Well,
so you
I know,
set.
Right? I had a Pontiac Fiero. I just used to get kicked out of class all the time.
Was it red, your Pontiac Fiero?
Yeah, cherry red.
Oh,
so
boy.
Come on.
Wow, a red
badass,
Fiero.
Badass, man.
Huh?
I love Fieros.
Anyway, you don't have one example of when the fear of your dad stopped you from doing something. I don't think that existed.
I can't. No, I don't have an example of it, but I do know that my dad was a scary dude, and he let me have it in a way that today he would have been in trouble for.
Yeah,
for sure.
Your stories of your dad scare me.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Your dad was scary.
Yeah, he's dude, a gnarly dude.
The one of the best stories is when you were mounting a girl in the park.
Oh, Jody Zaslav
finds you, yeah. Shines the high beams on you while you're on top of her, picks you off of her, throws you in the back.
No,
of
there's
car.
A whistle somewhere in there, right?
Yeah.
He rolls
yeah.
up.
It was just one of those weird moments where there I am on Jody Zaslav making out on the sidewalk in the
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I was on the sidewalk in between the what do they call that, a cul-de-sac and the park.
Oh.
In between the two, there was a little strip of sidewalk. And he pulls the car up and is aiming the brights at us.
You guys couldn't even make it into the park to get behind a tree or something?
It was the middle of the night.
Yeah.
No one's out there. And we're trying to get around the corner from the people in the park that we were with.
Oh.
Anyway, and I'm thinking, man, who the hell would, what kind of jerk would turn the lights on us? And it's my dad.
That kind of jerk right there.
Get over here. And I was just like, oh my God.
Did you ever run for it?
Well, no. Well, I've run for it before.
He would have tripped over his pants.
That time, I left. I just left, and there was no cool way to go, you know, see Jody again and be like.
Oh, that was it for her, huh?
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to say? My daddy came and pulled me off you. There's no.
Let's give it another shot.
Yeah, let's finish what we started.
There's no recovering.
He's
from
at
that.
Work now.
Yeah,
that's pretty. Anyway, so you did get it. You did joyride in other people's parents' cars.
Moving on from that, though, Eminem, December 15th for Revival.
Oh, yeah.
That is now officially the date. The Grammy nominees were announced yesterday, and here's basically the roundup. Jay-Z has more than anyone with 8. Kendrick Lamar's next with 7, followed by Bruno Mars with 6, Childish Gambino, Khalid, producer No ID, and SZA all have 5 apiece. They say the snubs are Ed Sheeran. Let's see. Ed Sheeran was one of the bigger snubs. He was supposed to be a big player in the major categories, but his album Divide and song Shape of You settled for 2 nominations in the pop categories. I guess everyone's tired of Shape of You. Lady Gaga also didn't get anything outside the pop category. Some people also thought Metallica had a shot to crash album of the year, but they only got a single nod for best rock song. And for the first time in 3 years, country music was shut out of the top categories, leaving out albums like the new Miranda Lambert one apparently was expected to get some big nominations. And as for surprises, Bernie Sanders was nominated for best spoken word album for Our Revolution, A Future to Believe In. He's up against Bruce Springsteen, Carrie Fisher, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and songwriter Shelley Peakin. So,
did you like that album?
Oh, the
Bernie Sanders album?
I must admit, I did not listen to the Bernie Sanders album. But someone did, and it's nominated for a Grammy.
Good for him.
Yep. Very good for him. All right, that's going to do it for the trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I've got important Apple news. If you're an Apple person, you'll want to hear this.
Okay.
And how long should you keep your underwear? I'll tell you after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36, hump day morning. 2 episodes of Survivor tonight.
Yeah, okay, so it's two separate ones, you said.
Well, that's what they're saying in that press release that you handed me. But they didn't say if one of them is one of those...
retro.
Yeah, I hate them. I hate those two.
It's so disappointing when you sit down thinking you're going to get a new episode,
and, it's
and
just
then it's just them.
Dumb stuff, them dancing on the beach,
boo.
And dumb crap, yeah. Total boo. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. The kids are going out tomorrow night.
Yeah, we is.
Yep. It's a big tree lighting. And Yuzette, Hooman, and Bryn are hosting it over at the Westfield Center. They've got an upside down tree, an inverted tree that they're hanging from the dome. If you've never been to this mall, it's got this gorgeous dome at the top. And so it hangs down through the floors.
That's correct, Sarah.
Oh, well,
this
thank
is
you,
the
Hooman.
Second annual tree lighting celebration under the dome. We're going to have probably... this is generous, but I'm going to say at least 1,000 people are going to show up to this.
Oh, yeah.
From 6
that
to
is generous.
6 to 8 p.m. This is a 50-foot crystal tree.
I saw pictures from last year, Hooman. It was so beautiful.
From what I hear, it's going to be that times 10 this year, everybody.
Yeah, whatever it was last year, it's going to be so much
because we're
better.
There, Sarah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the fun things we're going to do, and we're going to ask you fine people to do, is we're going to... be on stage, we're going to be telling a few Christmas stories, some of our best Christmas memories.
Like, personal. What is that,
Thanks,
Bryn?
Susan.
Thank you. Thanks, Susan.
Oh,
thanks,
play it again. Mark. That was Susan, our boss. Play it again.
She thinks we're funny.
Yeah, thanks. So,
but we're going to tell like a couple of our personal Christmas stories when we were kids.
And then we're going to pass around the mic. So if anyone is there and wants to share a fun Christmas story.
Or sing a song.
Oh, my goodness.
We want audience participation.
Yeah, we
do. You've got 2 hours to fill.
We don't want to just light that tree.
Right. And by the way, if you really want to be there for the tree lighting, 6:45 is your target time.
Mm-hmm.
Although 6 o'clock is the time.
Yeah, get there at 6. Yeah, get there.
6 to 8, you guys will be there.
Get a good spot.
Yeah, and it's the most Instagrammable moment of the year, everyone.
It sure will
All
be.
The details are at RadioAlice.com, the Westfield Center, tree lighting tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're there. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. If you're an Apple customer and you're running a High Sierra on your Mac, there is a login flaw that puts your data at risk. Yeah, uh-oh's right. So it looks like people are able to get into your computer without even having needing a password.
Wonderful.
So they're working on the patch for that now, but you should be aware that if you think your stuff's secure right now, it is not.
If my computer's off, is it secure?
As in a hacker can get in? Is that what you mean?
No, if it's completely off, it can someone still
I don't know.
Access my...
The Russians can.
I never... We're in the Silicon Valley, though. Someone out there will know the answer to that question. Text us if you know.
I'm sure if you turn it off and unplug it, too, you're doubly secure.
Let's unplug it, too? Don't I want it to be charging? I don't know. Okay. Thanks for the depressing heads up, Vinny.
Just so you know, not as secure as you think you are.
We're all very vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, hey, luckily all you're doing there is Amazon shopping, right? I mean, what are you doing on that thing?
That's right. That's all I'm doing.
All right, so here it is. If your computer is turned off but still plugged into the internet.
Oh,
well,
like
I'm
on
not
the Ethernet.
Yeah, I'm not on Ethernet. It's a Wi-Fi.
Well, wait
I
a minute,
Wi-Fi.
Though. But if your computer's turned off, your Wi-Fi's always on.
Yeah.
And there it is.
So why would it? How could it access my...
It just can.
Okay.
You're on a desktop, though, right?
No.
Yeah, we're talking about desktop.
You're on a laptop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's,
we'll keep doing some more research.
All right, good.
We'll...
Get back to us.
Can we? All right, great.
Yeah.
Green light.
The thing is, it's different. Like, if you're logged off or turned off. When you're logged off, people can still log on remotely.
No, I'm saying if you're turned off,
they shouldn't be able to get on your computer.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure about that.
You're not that sure, though, because you said pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure about that.
You didn't say, I'm positive.
I am positively pretty sure about that.
Okay. I don't know.
Me either.
Californians are soon going to have to head to their local Department of Motor Vehicles if they want to board a commercial flight. Beginning October 1st, 2020, U.S. residents boarding planes using a driver's license or ID card will be required to use one that is compliant with Federal Real ID Act. California is not.
In fact, we were signs for this at the airport recently.
We were granted a temporary waiver, so we're not even going to start processing applications here in California until 2018. Here's the news flash. That's a month away.
Yeah.
2018 is right around the corner. The California DMV will begin providing Real ID compliant IDs beginning January 22nd, 2018, which is a little over a month away.
And when will these be necessary at the airport?
2020.
Okay.
But you don't want to find yourself in a mad rush to get on this. Right. So the Real ID, if you want one, you have to show up to the DMV with the following things. Provide proof of identity, such as a U.S. birth certificate, passport, employment authorization document, permanent resident card, or foreign passport with an approved form I-94. Show a California residency document and present proof of your Social Security number in order to get the new Real ID, federally compliant.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is deep. This is complex, but this is deep.
This is about High Sierra having some kind of loophole on your Mac. If you're running that operating system, people can get in there without a password.
So, if your computer is turned off, can it be hacked? Typically, before 2016, the answer is no. But if there's a way to remotely turn on your computer, then you can hack it when it's turned off. And from what I'm reading, from 2016 on, the motherboards, for the most part, have software which allows you to remotely turn on basically most computers.
That's deep.
That is deep.
Whoa. Hey, 408 wrote in.
What'd they say,
right? You
can
read it right there on the screen.
I work in high tech. If the computer's turned off, nobody can use it. It's just like your phone. If the phone is left on, it can be accessed. But if it's totally turned off, they cannot be accessed.
Great news. Thank you, 408.
Okay, we'll just
the
go
best.
With that. It's much less disturbing.
Right.
I'm sure what you said is true.
Your underwear.
Yeah.
How long do you keep it?
Till it's a problem.
Right. Till it has too many holes to count, right?
Yeah. It's, I mean, one hole, if it's a favorite pair, I might still keep it, but if it starts getting really beat up.
According to a new study, you should throw out your underwear every year or it becomes a health risk. Even if you're washing them after you wear them, old underwear can still develop a buildup of bacteria like E. coli. That can lead to infections. Mm.
Sarah doesn't like this answer, just saying.
Well, this study underwritten by the American Underpants Association.
Yeah. No.
This study underwritten by Fruit of Loom.
Yeah, exactly.
By underwears.
They also say that not everyone even washes their underwear regularly.
What?
What do you mean?
Who wouldn't
the study
wash
found
their
18% of men and 10, almost 11% of women wear underwear multiple times without washing them.
But, that's crazy.
But it's on your crotch the whole time.
Is it crazy, Hooman?
It is. Listen, I...
I hope it's crazy,
It is
Hooman.
Crazy. Don't
you
don't, single
You won't wear
out.
The pair of pants, more than one time.
Absolutely not.
Good for you. That is the right
answer.
And
here's the thing about underwear. It's very inexpensive.
Right.
You can buy a lot of it.
Well, boys' underwear is very inexpensive.
It can be expensive,
girls'
though.
Underwear
girls'
is
underwear.
Expensive.
I've How paid as much as, like... I don't know, $30, $35
yeah,
for a pair,
one pair of underpants.
Underwear. I mean, I try not to. That's with a
sexy...
particular outfit.
Oh, yeah?
I just got some cute ones at Costco the other day.
I'll tell you more afterwards.
So we all agree you wash your underwear after every time you wear it, right?
He's right.
He's talking to you.
Right.
But do you...
Why are you talking to me? Why are you looking at all you guys?
Most likely
Wait,
to
I
not
have
wash
a question
your panties.
For
yeah.
Do you send... I know you send your laundry out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you also send your chonies out to be
Absolutely,
washed?
Absolutely, yeah.
And just
your
throw
socks,
them in the bag.
Yeah,
all
goes in the bag. Yeah. Socks, right. Underwear, t-shirts. My, you know.
You thought
blue
he was
blazer.
Doing a special load
well,
once a
I
week
just,
of underwear.
I have always wondered.
Do you? I, you know, I've met a lot of girls that are like, I can be the only one to wash my underwear. No one else can wash my underwear.
Yeah.
Are you in that? In that group?
Well, I mean, my husband can wash my underwear.
Oh, your husband can. Okay.
Yeah.
And how about you, sir?
Well, I prefer to be in charge of my own laundry.
Oh, you do?
But, you know, underwear can get gross. And you wouldn't want anyone to see that. So,
I just see your grossness.
You would want your underwear to only be handled by you.
I just think laundry.
I wouldn't send my underwear out.
I don't. I don't know that I would send mine out either.
Why?
Because it's easy enough just to give them a little rinse with Wool Light and hang them.
Yeah. I think
you wouldn't put it where.
I wouldn't send it to the place the wash and fold where they're gonna make fun of you and hold up your panties and be like,
put them on their head.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't.
Run
they
around.
Wouldn't do that.
Take Instagram pictures.
They don't want your E. coli.
Listen, I just think laundry is such a waste of time. I can't wrap my head around it.
You do.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, Susan.
You do so many things that are a waste of time. What are you talking about?
Stomach massage.
Yeah, the intestinal massage.
There was inflammation. The guy was moving it around.
Chest shaving.
What's wrong with manscaping?
There's nothing wrong with that.
When you make an appointment for it and have some guy do it for you, that's weird.
No, well, he's a hairy dude.
Researchers also say on this underwear topic that you should probably not wear underwear when you sleep.
Why?
Nude is better.
Oh. I like to have undie pants on.
What about really baggy boxers? Hello?
I guess you can wear whatever you want.
Hello? Oh, my goodness.
Got to let her breathe, girls.
What about them?
Put on
it's
your baggy.
Loose. It's loose. It's
put on your baggy men's underwear.
You do what you want, okay, son? I don't care. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
One of the very first items ever sold on eBay in 95 was a broken laser pointer.
Oh.
Sold for $14.83.
It's broken.
When the founder of eBay asked the guy who bought it, "Why'd you buy that?" He said, quote, "I collect broken laser pointers." He must have been joking, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
he must
just
have been.
His idea of comedy.
Hmm.
Eddie Van Halen did the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It for free. Mm. He says, quote, "I did it as a favor. I was a complete fool."
Mm.
This.
Would have been a lot of money. That's a pretty great solo.
Oh, that's so awesome.
For free. Mm. I did it as a favor.
Yeah. Just fun.
The movie A Christmas Story is based on some short stories that were originally published in Playboy.
Oh. Is the Christmas Story the one where the kid wants an air rifle?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
That plays 24 hours on Christmas Day on a few stations.
I never loved that one. My kids love that one.
It was actually just on
I love
the other
that.
Day. Yeah, me too. I like it. The little boy. I love him.
Yeah, he's cute.
You don't love it?
I love Actually for Christmas movies.
Oh, boy.
That's the one.
No, do not play that song.
I sang this last night at the dinner table,
and everyone caught it.
This is the worst Christmas song ever.
The rest of the night, you could hear everyone, even my kid.
Simply.
Can you play Oh Come Emmanuel, please? Thank you so much.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, LOL, Vinny, I used to call my daughter creepy because she would freak me out in the middle of the night the same way. She stands in the doorway because we've told her, stop coming in here at night. Unless something's wrong, stop waking us up. So she stands in the doorway, bathed with the backlight of the
hall light,
the nightlight, waiting for someone to go, what? And every time, one of us wakes up and is like, what do you want?
What'd she say?
Different stuff each time.
Can you
come lay in my bed with me?
Wait till she sees her first scary movie.
I don't do it, no.
How about the other one?
Sometimes
you gotta get
she
in that other room of yours. She'll just go bother mom.
Let's see here. 650 says, I'm howling so hard right now because I just called for the tickets I got through and the only thing I heard was Hooman say, ugh! Ha, 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 ha.
Ugh?
Mm-hmm. So I guess there was no count happening?
Was that for number one?
I don't know.
Your caller, ugh.
I'm not, that's even funny.
On Thanksgiving morning, well, I'm sure it's part of your expert phone screening, right? I mean, that's part of the, there's a whole method to the
Susan thing
to the process.
Funny?
Thanks,
Susan. Susan thought it was pretty funny.
On Thanksgiving morning while watching the parade, I said out loud to my husband, When is this guy's turn to get his skeletons out of the closet? Matt Lauer is the reason I stopped watching morning TV after Ann Curry left. He gave me the creeps for years. Now I listen to S&V in the morning instead. XO.
Oh, thanks.
XO back.
So she had whatever that sense is about him.
Spidey sense.
Mm-hmm. The best Batman was Michael Keaton.
No, he
says
wasn't.
415. Who do you like?
I liked Val Kilmer.
Oh, get out of here. You did not.
I did.
It's got to be da-da-da-da-da. What's...
Oh, yeah, Christian Bale.
He's the best one. Mm.
925, we loved the Justice League. It was full of action.
Oh.
The bad guy's name is Thanos.
I knew it was something
Thanos?
Like that.
Thanos, yeah, it's Thanos.
I called him like
What'd
Thayer.
You call him?
I couldn't think of
Thayer?
His name. Psylocke, I don't know.
408, they oh, go ahead.
408 says, what time for Alice at the Bay Club in Los Gatos? I want to visit and donate. We'll be there from 6 to 9. Actually, 5 to 9 or yeah. whatever. 5:30 to 9.
But 6 to 9, we're going to do the broadcast. Yeah. Minnie's in Los Gatos, and we're, Yuzi and I, and Johnny Mosley and mm-hmm. Fawn. We're up in Corte Madera, same place we always are at the mall. And Yuzi was saying they've redone that outdoor area, like some fire
yeah,
pits
and stuff. Yeah,
it sounds
beautiful. I saw a few pictures.
I'm going to walk over to Netflix with Hooman. We're going to knock on the door and see if we can't talk to him about a movie deal.
Yeah. Oh. Great idea.
I'll walk you over there, Hooman. Yin?
Make sure and bring a copy.
Of Olive, that's what we're talking about here.
Well,
right?
The movie.
Let's just stay focused on the people.
You don't want to go over there and just ring the doorbell and, you know, bring a DVD.
We've got a
or
movie
two?
For you. They've been waiting for you.
Have they?
That was Netflix. Checking out. We're going to take a quick break.
Tom here? Tom? I mean, why not, right?
I don't see why not, Vinny. I agree. Please take a microphone with you. We'd love to be a part of that. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back. We have a chance for you to win tickets to Sold Out Alice in Wonderland and the rest of the text.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.